were actually incorrect. They went out incorrect. They have since been fixed. They're all correct. That's out there now. It's our understanding. So we're having a few of these little issues. So with that, before we get started now on our introduction votes, I'd like to introduce our nurse of the day from Cheyenne Regional Medical Center here in town, is Emily Heidemann. So, Emily, welcome to the house. Okay, members of the 64th, our next bill for our consideration for introduction is House Bill 42. The reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 42, introduced by Judiciary.
First reading the bill.
Justice Reform, Graduated Sanctions, sponsored by Judiciary.
Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 42 and ask for your favorable consideration. So House Bill 42, Justice Reform Graduated Sanctions, on behalf of Committee 1. The situation is, in a given year, the Department of Corrections will take in about 900 new customers. And about 450 of those, half of those, will be headed for prison because they have violated their parole or their probation. And in most cases, it's not because of new felonies, it's because they've violated the substance abuse considerations of their parole or probation. So this is a bill that attempts to deal with that pool of people. It's not going to deal with all 450, but it will perhaps deal with half of that group. And it deals with it in two ways. It can take people who are already in some sort of community treatment and send them to the county jail for a two-day or a three-day. They call them quick dip, kind of waker-uppers, to say, here's a short-term sanction for you. If you don't get with it, you could end up in one of the prisons. More substantial part of the bill is 90-day treatments, which would be obtained either by the consent of the violator or by a court order. And they would find four willing jails around the state and have five prisoners in all four of those jails for 90 days, so that it'd be 20 prisoners going at a time, a total of 80 a year, in this intermediate sanction before sending them back to prison for another two or three years. So there's a human capacity factor in this. There's also a financial capacity that needs to be considered. It's probably a $95 a day charge in the county jail versus an average of $122 a day charge in a state prison facility. They estimate, at least in that group of the 80 that would be in those longer programs, that'll work for 60. There'll probably be 20 of those people that will end up in prison, but there'll be 60 people that we don't have to provide prison beds for. There's a fiscal note attached to the bill of $1.3 million, but as you can see, there's savings both in the daily rate and in the four-stall build-out.
Okay, our 2 minutes are up on that. Are there any opposition or questions, sponsor? Got 2 minutes for opposition or questions. Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Was there any discussion of whether this would be paid for? I mean, the appropriation in the Department of Corrections isn't changing on the downside. I mean, I understand that create the program, there's an expense there, but there should be a savings, too, and has there been any discussion of that? Thank you.
Still have some more time for those who have questions or opposed to the bill. Anybody else would like to take any of that remaining 2 minutes? Okay, seeing none, we're going to move to the 30-second response. Chairman Kirkbride.
We heard the side that presented the possible savings in our committee meetings, savings from the daily rate. It's cheaper to do this treatment program than to put them in prison, and savings from the forestalled build-out of more prison beds. And that's probably coming anyway, but this could help delay it. and minimize it. We haven't interacted with JAC on it.
Okay. Now we're so we'll wrap that up. We're on roll call of the introductory vote on House Bill 42. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 42. Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Aye. Clausen.
Aye.
Aye. Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Hallinan?
Aye. Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kenner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas. No. Northrup.
Aye.
Aye. Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the elected members, House Bill number 42 has been introduced and assigned to Committee number 1, Judiciary. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 113. The reading clerk, please read the bill.
Mr. Speaker.
Oh, time out. We have a privilege of the floor.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. From the county with two ones on its license plates, number one in your heart and number one in national parks, I'd like to introduce to you Deb White and the Youth Justice League. They are 17 students and 17 years coming here. Thank you.
Welcome to the House. Great to have you here. Another privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends, seeing as we're taking privileges, I want to remind you that tonight is the Leap Into Leadership Dinner. It's from 6 until 7, cocktail reception, 7 until 9, legislative typo dinner on your flyer. Free to all legislators at the always wonderful Little America.
Okay, the next bill for our consideration is House Bill 113. The reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 113, introduced by Representative Pawnell.
First reading of the bill.
Violence against a health care provider, enhanced penalties, sponsored by Representative Pawnell.
Representative Pawnell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 113 and ask for your support on this bill. This bill here basically brings awareness to an ongoing problem that's getting greater throughout the nation and here in our great state of Wyoming. What I'm asking is if we could increase the penalty and the fine on folks that do assault and injure hospital care workers and emergency folks that work at the hospital. You know, over the past few years, this has seemed to have grown considerably, and what I would ask is in the bill is increase the, and this is not a mandatory, this just gives the judge the opportunity to increase the sentence time up to 1 year, and also the fine could be increased up to $5,000. This is not a bill that's a mandatory or a, you know, set that it has to be. Bear in mind, it's always left up to the judge. I know in our local facility up there in the county I'm from, there's been a number of assaults that have taken place in the hospital, and serious ones. It's caused some of the healthcare workers to leave the job due to the seriousness of their injury and just due to the possibility of future incidents. So I think basically what this bill does, it does bring a point that there is an issue, there is a problem, and again, I would ask for your support.
2 minutes rebuttal, and we're going to first start with Representative Lindholm.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. In regards to the existing assault laws that are in place, my wife is a nurse, and so she works in one of these facilities where this is actually an issue that happens quite a bit, where there is assault that happens to CNAs and to LPNs and those types of people quite a bit. The biggest problem is, though, is that they bring this to the attention of the local county attorney, and nothing ever happens. It's not ever prosecuted based on our existing assault law. So what I would like to know is how does adding a new section to statute in regards to another assault law actually fix that, where the county attorneys actually prosecute?
Okay, we have some more time left on that 2 minutes. Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is only, does this apply to health care providers that might be responding to the scene of an accident? For example, emergency medical technicians, paramedics, and the like. Thank you.
Okay, we have about 50 seconds.
Mr.
Representative
Speaker.
Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So my question is, this bill or this issue has arisen before. My recollection is we passed some enhanced penalties already. So I want to know if the bringer is aware of that or what we've done with this in the past, because I know that at some point in time that we've done this before. I'm just curious.
Anyone else? We have about 10 seconds. If there's another question or rebuttal, I'll see none. Okay, Representative Pinnell, 30 seconds, reply.
Thank you. You know, in answer to the first question, it states in here, healthcare provider means a person who is licensed, certified, or otherwise authorized or permitted by the laws of this state to administer health care in an ordinary course of business or practice of a profession. And I believe the other bill that the question was on the EMT folks. And, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not sure if I can answer that question at this point.
Okay, perfect timing. Okay. We are now on roll call for introduction, House Bill 113. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 113. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
No.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
No.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
No.
Greer.
No.
Haley.
No.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
No.
Lone.
No.
Laux.
No.
McGuire.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
No. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
No.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Brown.
Aye.
To no. Allen.
Aye.
To no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 31 aye. 29 no.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 113 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 119. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 119, introduced by Representative Olson.
First reading of the bill.
Genetic Information Privacy, sponsored by Representative Olson.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I bring back an old favorite from last session. Those of you may remember the Genetic Information Privacy Act. Passed both chambers and didn't have the approval from our chief executive. It was in part because we had conflicting amendments that came out of our House chamber and then out of the chamber down the hall, amendments that weren't intended to conflict with each other. And so in an effort to produce good legislation, we, all of the same individuals who took part in those amendments, have brought the bill back. We have alleviated that problematic amendment, and this bill is the same bill, minus that amendment, that you voted on 1 year ago. So in sum, what does it do? You have companies out there that are collecting genetic information. Once it is collected, it can be turned over, it can be sold with little protection. And so this bill alleviates that issue. It provides for those protections in the genetic information so that it's not turned over without informed consent, but for in a series of categories where informed consent may not be necessary or it's exempt, none of which would conflict with existing law that doesn't already authorize you, essentially, to turn over that information. Other key points here, it's built on model legislation. It's been enacted by numerous other states. So I don't think what you have in front of you, if I may phrase it another way, is extremely radical or a deviation from a norm. So I'd urge your favorable consideration once again for the Genetic Information Privacy Act, and I would yield to any questions.
And I just, and I'm not sure if I heard you right, and we want to always make the motion. We want to move for introduction, right? And I'm not sure that you did or not, but I just want to make sure. Perhaps do that, and then we got it clear.
I'll back it up here, Mr. Speaker. Dust the rust off of this, as we say. I'll move for introduction, House Bill 119.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions, comments, anyone opposed to the bill? 2 minutes. Question being called. Chief Clerk will call the introduction roll on House Bill 119.
House Bill 119, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Date.
Aye. Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Northrup.
Nicholas. I'm sorry. Nicholas. Nicholas. Aye. Northrup.
Aye.
Obermüller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. Vote is closed. 60 aye.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 119 has been introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 117.
Come back here.
House Bill 117, introduced by Representative Biteman.
First reading of the bill.
Domestic abuse, adverse landlord actions, and phone numbers. Sponsored by Representative Biteman.
Representative Biteman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 117 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen of the 64th, I've been working on this bill for quite a while. The impetus behind this bill is I've been meeting with our local coalition against violence and sexual assault, and throughout the meetings I've just sat and listened and heard these horrible stories about victims not getting out of these bad situations. So I finally raised my hand and I asked them, give me some of the main reasons why people, what's preventing these people from getting out of these situations? And the top two reasons I heard were cell phones and landlord issues. And so that's what this bill is designed to do. It's just me trying to be pragmatic and helping what I can do in the legislature to help these people. So if you look at your bill, it's basically composed of two parts. Number one, we deal with the landlord issue. See, what happens is these victims get in a situation where they have to choose to call the police and face getting eviction because in their lease there's stipulations that they can be evicted just for the fact that the police were called to the premises. So they could either be homeless or continue to be abused or have a family member be abused. So I'm trying to address that in this bill. And there's also some safeguards built in for the property owners. We've looked at other states and how they've done this. So if this is an ongoing problem, the landlord can obviously still evict these people, but it kind of gives that person that one chance to get out and move on and get out of a dangerous situation. And on the cell phone side of things, we've worked with the major cell phone providers, and they've given this bill their blessing. We've worked hard with them, and we've come to a pretty good place on this bill. So I really ask to have your consideration. I'm getting a look, so
perfect.
I'll
timing.
Stand for any questions. Thank you.
Perfect timing. Okay, anyone opposed to the bill or any questions? Question being called. You want another 30 seconds? You're good. Okay. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 117. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer. No. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermüller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
No.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
No.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. Vote is closed. 54 aye, 6 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 117 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 95. Reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 95, introduced by Representative Summers.
First reading of the bill.
Public Works and Contracts, sponsored by Representative Summers.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the 64th, I move House Bill 95 and ask for your favorable introduction. Current Wyoming law requires that a preference is hereby given to materials, supplies, agricultural products, equipment, machinery, provisions produced, manufactured, or grown in Wyoming or supplied by a resident of the state, quality being equal to articles offered by competitors outside of the state. In the past, bids were being packaged in groups of products, and sometimes items were placed in those bids that no resident supplier could obtain. So the resident suppliers were excluded from bidding on items he could supply because of the few items he couldn't access. The more common problem today is that products are specified in bids that are closed to in-state dealers, contractors, builders, and suppliers. House Bill 95 allows for bids to contain specific brands or manufacturers, provided that similar materials that meet or exceed specifications shall be accepted as substitute materials for the suggested brands or manufacturers. Further, unless an exception is made by the State Construction Department and approved by the State Building Commission prior to submitting a request, specified materials that are not currently available to any Wyoming resident suppliers shall not be used in any bid or proposal in a manner which would exclude Wyoming resident suppliers from submitting a bid or proposal. Finally, the bill has a reporting requirement back to the legislature of any exceptions that were granted. Public institutions of the state spend millions of dollars yearly on projects. Let's ensure access to those dollars by Wyoming firms. This is similar language to that in 16-6-1001, and it would place it in 16-6-106. Thank you, and I would stand for any questions.
Okay, thank you. Anyone opposed to this or have questions of the bill? Seeing none. Question being called. Representative Sweeney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Is there a reason this wouldn't become effective immediately?
Any other questions? Okay, 30-second reply. Chairman, Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, that's at the discretion of the legislature as we work the bill.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Chief Clerk, please call the roll on House Bill 95.
House Bill 95, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye. Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey. Pelkey. Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters. Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 95 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 72.
House Bill 72, introduced by Representative Barlow.
First reading of the bill.
Ad valorem tax collections, sponsored by Representative Barlow.
Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 72 and ask for your favorable introductory vote. Ladies and gentlemen, last year this body passed out a bill that would have tried to address the collection of ad valorem on produced minerals. And it went to the other end of the building and found a dark place and never emerged. Well, and this has been an ongoing issue. The state of Wyoming, the counties that we require to collect ad valorem are out about $42 million in lost revenue. The majority of that revenue, of course, is education, because the mill levies are based on education. 43 mills goes towards education. So we haven't figured out a way to actually get the collection. But the other thing that's occurring is, and this you can see, this is obviously an issue in my county by the folks on the sponsor list, is our county is taking on the full cost, the full burden of trying to collect this. And now we're talking about millions of dollars and costs that are in the $400,000, $500,000 for legal fees in bankruptcy courts in faraway places. And our county is bearing the full brunt of that collection when the majority of the money, remember that the majority of the money is for other entities, education being number one. And so now we're in a position, and there are, just so we're clear, there are other counties now in this similar position with tens of million dollars of ad valorem taxes on the line that are also dealing with these costs, these out-of-state litigation costs in bankruptcy courts. So what this does is it says that the costs for that litigation to get as much as we can out of these courts, these federal courts, that comes off the top, and then there's a distribution of the rest of the money. And because we're at a place now where we're probably talking 50 cents on the dollar based on these court actions, we don't want some other entity, taxing entity, to come back to the county commissioners and say, oh, by the way, you didn't get all of our money. You owe us those dollars.
Okay.
So this protects our county commissions.
Thank you, Chairman. Now, is there anyone opposed or have any questions? Seeing none. Chief Clerk, would you please call the roll on House Bill 72?
House Bill 72. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar. Aye. Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 72 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 85.
House Bill 85, introduced by Representative Larson, Lloyd.
First reading of the bill.
Motor vehicle sales tax collection by dealers, sponsored by Representative Larson, Lloyd.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move House Bill 85 for introduction. Folks, about 2 years ago, our county clerk came to me and indicated that there's a significant amount of sales tax on motor vehicles that wasn't being collected and wanted to ask me to help work with the automobile dealers in trying to figure out why those taxes weren't being collected. We met with local dealers in our community, and the argument was, surely if they're being collected on new vehicles, it's just the private sales that aren't. So we tasked the clerks to go back and validate why those sales tax on vehicles weren't being collected. They went back and found out that 71% of all delinquent taxes on motor vehicles is on the sale of new vehicles, and in last fiscal year that amounted to about $2.1 million in everybody's county. And so myself and the automobile dealer says, well, we need to try and fix this. In the county where the water tends to be sweet, it's over $1 million in the last fiscal year. And so what this bill does is propose that those sales tax have to be paid at the time and collected by the dealer. We've worked with the department who collects those taxes and worked in the statutes to try and make that transition or collection possible. We already do that in the sale of ATVs. Some of these side-by-sides are more than what I pay for vehicles, and those taxes are collected at time of sale. So that's what we're trying to do, is be able to collect those taxes that are due back to the counties.
Okay, now we're going to be on our two-minute opposition or questions. Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to have a question on this. This is the third time that we've had this issue come since I've been in the legislature. And what we have is you got three ways you can buy cars or vehicles. You can buy them private treaty, you can buy them from an in-state dealer, or you can buy them from an out-of-state dealer. And what we concluded the other two times we dealt with this is that it does provide a preference for out-of-state dealers, and it's pretty pronounced around the perimeter of the state, and that's what the problem is. The other problem we discovered is that there's no mechanism to rectify mistakes, and that's been verified in their receipts and their calculations and so forth. In view of the fact that there's two-thirds of the cases that originate in one single county and the other one-third originates in 22 counties, I kind of wonder if it isn't a systemic thing rather than something wrong with the law. And, that's all I'm going to say.
Thank you, Chairman. Anyone else? Chairman Zwanitzer. Okay. Okay, we're good. 30-second reply.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I would only respond in the fact that the treasurers and the clerks in all of the counties have indicated that this has been problematic, as well as the department. There is the ability, we'll always have the issue of people going out of state, but and they will still be required to pay those sales taxes, and we're just trying to collect all that we can and make sure that we're not missing any.
Okay, Chief Clerk, please call the roll on House Bill 85.
House Bill 85, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bovee. Aye. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Bird. Aye. Clausen. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. Aye. Court. Aye. Crank. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Grew. Aye. Gray. Aye. Greer. Aye. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. No. Henderson. No. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. Aye. Kinner. No. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. No. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. No. Miller. No. Nicholas. Aye. Northrup. Aye. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton. No. Pelkey. Aye. Piperinen. No. Pawnell. Aye. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. Aye. Simpson. No. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. No. Stith. Aye. Sweeney. Aye. Walters. Aye. Wilson. Aye. Winters. No. Zwanitzer. No. Mr. Speaker. Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Gray. Aye to no. Blackburn. Aye to no. Ayer. Aye to no. Edwards. Aye to no. Jennings. Aye to no. Salazar. Aye to no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 42 aye, 18 no.
House Bill 85, having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members. House Bill 85 has been referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 19.
House Bill 19, introduced by Representative Miller.
First reading of the bill.
Wyoming Money Transmitter Act, Virtual Currency Exemption. Sponsor, Representative Miller.
Representative Miller. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for introduction, House Bill 19, and ask for your favorable introductory vote. This is a friendly bill from a couple of years ago that we were successful getting it through this side. I think we had a number of members here that understood what virtual currencies were, and we were able to educate some more members here. And I think before we introduced it last time around, I doubt if 20% of the body had really heard of this stuff before. Now, 2 years later, it's a new game, and it's actually quite interesting because when we looked at this 2 years ago, these virtual currencies, the main one was some $400 per virtual currency, and in the meantime, the last 2 years, they shot up to as high as $20,000. And there's a number of people that follow this and invest in this. I'm not one of them, but my son was, and he's the one that brought it to my attention a couple of years ago, hence my bill from a couple of years ago. The dynamics have changed. This is essentially the first of four bills in what we call blockchain, and it's very, very important to get these bills out there. The Internet in 1995 is about where blockchain is in 2018. So we have the chance for a whole new industry. This is the first bill of four. I ask for your favorable introduction.
Any opposition or questions? Question being called. I see no opposite. Okay. Question being called. Chief Clerk, please call the roll on House Bill 19.
House Bill 19. Allen. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bovey. Aye. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Bird. Aye. Clausen. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. Aye. Court. Aye. Crank. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Grew. Aye. Gray. Aye. Greer. Aye. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. Aye. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. Aye. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. Aye. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. Aye. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. Aye. Northrop. Aye. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. Aye. Piperinen. Aye. Ponell. No. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. Aye. Simpson. Aye. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. Aye. Stith. Aye. Sweeney. Aye. Walters. Aye. Wilson. Aye. Winters. Aye. Zwanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the elected members, House Bill number 19 has been introduced and assigned to Committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 70.
House Bill 70, introduced by Representative Lindholm.
First reading of the bill.
Open Blockchain Tokens, Exemptions, sponsored by Representative Lindholm.
Representative Lindholm.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I'd like to move for the body's favorable consideration for introduction, House Bill number 70, Open Blockchain Token Exemptions. For a two-minute speech, it's a lot to go into to explain how blockchain, Bitcoin, and ICOs, initial coin offerings is what we're talking about in this legislation, how that all deals together. So I'm going to cover the broad point here. Initial coin offerings are much like an initial public offering, but based on the aspect that we've kind of entered into a digital age. What this bill specifically does, or at least the main meat of this legislation, can be seen on page 2. And on page 2, line 4, we talk about the fact that we're separating off an ICO between a security and a non-security or a utility ICO. So if it's not marketed as an investment, and that's on line 4, the token has not been marketed by the developer or seller as an investment, it's not a security under that aspect. Number 2, the token is exchangeable for goods or services, and, this is an and, the developer or seller of the token has not entered into a repurchase agreement of any kind or entered into an agreement to locate a buyer for the token. So basically what we're saying, if this is something along the lines of the aspect that it's much like a prepaid cell phone or something like that, that should not be regulated by, like a security, then in Wyoming we're not going to regulate it but like a security. And for some reason, because of that aspect, because of this common sense approach, there's actually a lot of companies that, a lot of you saw last night, are very interested in Wyoming and what we're doing here. So with that, I hope to give a much broader explanation during general file, but other than that, I'll stand for any questions.
Any opposition? Representative Clem.
No opposition, Mr. Speaker. Thank you for that. I do have a question, and I guess the question is simply this, is are there any other states that are taking advantage of this opportunity? What is, and really, what is the potential here that we're looking at? Because this sounds like a phenomenal opportunity for the state. And so if we could speak to that, I'd appreciate it.
Folks, and I understand, and our rules are pretty clear. This time is for folks in opposition to the bill. Introduction votes. Anyone else? Any opposition or technical questions? Okay, seeing none, would you have any 30-second wrap-up?
Quick. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And just real quick, no other states are considering this. No other countries even considering this. And this is much like the title law aspect that was chased down by our neighbor to the direct east of us. And that neighbor to the direct east is now doing extremely well with banking institutions over its entire eastern side of the state. So this is one of those aspects. It's free market. If you turn the last page, there's no fiscal impact. Thank you much.
Thank you. Chief Clerk will please call the roll. House Bill 70.
House Bill 70. Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman.
Aye.
Aye. Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Aye. Clausen.
Aye.
Aye. Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Carew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kenner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Lauchs.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 70 has been introduced and assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 66.
House Bill 66, introduced by Agriculture, State, and Public Lands, and Water Resources.
First reading of the bill.
Purchase of Water Rights and Facilities, sponsored by Agriculture, State, and Public Lands, and Water Resources.
Chairman Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move House Bill 66 and ask for its favorable introduction. Folks, this is an old friend from last year. I believe, if I recall, it made it through here and then suffered poorly over on the other side. But anyway, what this authorizes, and I'm not sure I'm allowed to use the language, the proper names of the locations, but up in the north part of the state, if you look at the bill, a couple of reservoirs that we're talking about would allow the Water Development Commission to purchase water rights and facilities and some property that goes along with those existing reservoirs. And the general idea of this is that if this can be purchased, this would benefit Wyoming's water users who are spelled out in the language of the bill being agricultural, municipal, and rural, domestic, and industrial water people. And it would ensure sort of as a hedge against a call on river water by the state to the north if and when we ever have a drought and their water supplies are strained and they feel the need to call on Wyoming water use for their own. This would give us a backup so that we'd have an additional water supply for our in-state domestic use. As you can see on the fiscal note, this requests $4.5 million. Initially, $2.5 million of that would, upon approval of the governor and the commission, would allow the office to make the initial purchase, and then the other $2 million, or whatever's left over, would go into a specific account to manage that new purchase and oversee that new set of facilities that would be acquired by the state. So I would stand for any questions. Thank you.
Any opposition to the bill? Question being called. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 66, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court. Aye. Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Giroux.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller. Miller. Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermüller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Miller.
Excused.
Miller. Excused. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 66 has been introduced and assigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands, and Water Resources. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 5. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 5, introduced by Joint Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources.
First reading of the bill.
Sale of Wildlife Information Prohibition. Sponsored by Joint Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources.
Chairman Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 5 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen of the 64th, this is an old friend from last session. We passed it out of here 48-12, but it died down the hall. So during the interim, we really vetted this well, had a lot of public input, had a lot of department help, and we tightened this bill up and made it quite a bit better. And there is a lot of public support for this bill. But to understand this bill, it's important to know that the natural behavior of trophy mule deer is to display a high fidelity to their summer range, which makes them vulnerable to spotting and stalking by hunters or predators. The issue was brought to us by concerned hunters and wildlife groups who pointed to a website that advertised for sale the specific location and photos of large trophy mule deer. That information was for sale, and the purchaser of that specific location and identification information would then immediately proceed to harvest that trophy mule deer if they had a license to do so. The public wanted this activity outlawed because it violates fair chase hunting ethics. So what this bill does, Mr. Speaker and members, is that it prohibits a person from advertising or providing to a hunter for remuneration the location and identification of a specific animal that was previously scouted for the purpose of aiding the hunter in the taking of that specifically previously scouted big game or trophy animal. So what this does is it does not catch inadvertently your friend that you say, you know, I just saw a whole bunch of deer over the hill, and they go shoot one. That is not what it's intended for. These are very sophisticated websites that show real good pictures of these animals, and you just shop for deer or whatever the species, and then you pay for that bill. Okay. For that information.
Chairman, thank you. I think our time is up. Any opposition? Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is definitely a golden oldie, one of those songs they think we want us to hear, but we really don't. I would really urge a no vote on this. I understand this is something that isn't liked, but we have constitutional protections for a reason, And there's no way that this would overcome strict scrutiny, the strict scrutiny test of the First Amendment. This is why it's there. And so there are a lot of things that could be done. Still, that could be done that pass constitutional scrutiny to address this in some way. But this doesn't meet strict scrutiny test of the First Amendment, and it doesn't get close. And I understand I've come up here before and said things are unconstitutional, which I still believe they are, that never get challenged. But this might not get challenged, but we still have our duty to say no to this. And thank you very much.
Okay, we have one more minute. Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Standing on and against, and this is a topic that we worked on during the interim. I guess the question that came up during the committee, and it still troubles me now, is how are we supposed to prosecute someone, say, in the state south to us, or even on another continent? They're selling this information, and how are we supposed to prosecute? And then if we do prosecute and win, how are we supposed to shut down their website or that kind of activity? And so those are questions that really were unresolved for me. Vote no on the bill. Thank you.
We have 20 seconds. Chairman Madden, this is a test for the old professor.
My question is this. Isn't this what licensed guides are paid to do, and landowners, when you pay a trespass fees? I mean, they show you where to go, at least in my life.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Chairman Allen, 30-second reply.
To answer the previous question, no, this is different. This is very specific. The other thing is, this activity is already illegal according to Forest Service rules because you cannot film and sell that information on the National Forest and sell that information. As far as the legal scrutiny, we have an LSO opinion. This is commercial speech. If the government has a specific compelling interest, they do have the ability to regulate speech. And to quote it, it is the court's only... Let's see.
Thank you.
That's it?
Yep. Right. Thank you. That was very well done. 30 seconds. Okay, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 5. Allen. Aye. Barlow. No. Bightman. No. Blackburn. No. Blake. Aye. Bovee. Aye. Brown. No. Burkhart. Aye. Bird. Aye. Clausen. Aye. Clem. No. Connolly. Aye. Court. Aye. Crank. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. No. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Grew. Aye. Gray. No. Greer. Aye. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. Aye. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. No. Kinner. No. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. No. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. No. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. No. Miller. No. Nicholas. Aye. Northrup. Aye. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. No. Pipirinen. No. Ponell. Aye. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. No. Simpson. Aye. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. Aye. Stith. No. Sweeney. No. Walters. Aye. Wilson. Aye. Winters. No. Zwanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker. Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote, Edwards, aye to no. Winters, no to aye. Further changes? Closing vote, Connolly, aye to no. Further changes? Closing vote, The vote is closed. 40 aye, 20 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 5 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 20. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 20, introduced by Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources.
First reading of the bill.
Game and Fish Agreements with Federal Agencies. Sponsor, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources.
Okay, Chairman Allen, are you going to introduce the bill and turn it over to your... That's how I'd like to do that, if possible.
Sorry, Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 20, and I'm going to turn over the explanation to Representative Steinmetz. Sorry, Mr.
Perfect. Okay, Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd ask for your favorable consideration of House Bill 20, Game and Fish Agreements with Federal Agencies. It provides legislative oversight on memorandum of understanding or cooperating agreements relating to any endangered species or sensitive species under any federal agency species list. In Title 23, the Wyoming Legislature delegated authority to the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission to enter into cooperative agreements with federal agencies for the development of state control of wildlife management and demonstration projects. Currently, this bill would cover 5 agreements regarding the Endangered Species Act. The bill provides support to the Wyoming Game and Fish by creating a legislative review process, so it would require a review every 3 years because the Wyoming Game and Fish manages wildlife within the state. The bill requires a report be submitted to the TRW committee on any agreement relating to species that have received the species code status under the Endangered Species Act. It also provides transparency to the public and the legislature. For the most part, when these agreements are made between state agencies and the federal government, the public and legislature rarely know what the agreements contain. This bill is designed to implement a predictable and transparent process in which the public and legislature can both participate.
Anyone opposed to the bill? Representative Haley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think this bill comes out of the frustration with dealing with our federal partners. And all it's going to do is create another layer of bureaucracy that the Game and Fish Department has to deal with. They already will make available any MOU, any report that's required, and to make this where we have to vote on it or have the ability to vote on it to rescind it could prevent those federal agencies from entering into an MOU that would be beneficial to this state. So anyway, thank you.
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to enter a no vote on this as well. I think that this is a pretty close situation here of getting to the point where we have too many hands of the legislative branch and the executive branch. And I think that I understand that the intent here is well-intentioned, but we hire the executive branch to do their job. We legislate. We don't oversee and go in and do these things on a daily basis. We're here for 20 and 40 days every other year. We don't have the time to be going through and rereading and going after these types of MOUs. We leave that up to the executive branch, and I would urge a no vote on this, as I feel like this is a micromanagement of the executive branch.
Okay, anyone else? We have 20 seconds. Anyone opposed? Seeing none, we're going to move to the response by Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is only 5 agreements. Right now, at the federal level, everyone has all their eyes on this subject. I think we should be at the table as well. Not only that, during the interim, we heard from our state parks, there was an MOU they entered into that would affect everybody's cabins and residents in their cabins, and they missed a critical part of that MOU, and people were unable to be in their cabins for a certain time of the year. This is our job. We are elected officials, and we should do it. Thank you. Please vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Chief Clerk, please call the roll on House Bill 20.
House Bill 20, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow. Aye. Biteman.
Aye.
Aye. Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
No.
No. Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
No. Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
No.
Dayton.
Dayton.
No. Edwards.
Aye.
Ackland.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Furphy.
No.
Garou.
No.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
No.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
No.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
No.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stiff.
Aye.
Sweeney.
No.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer. No. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Blake, aye. To no. Further changes? Bovee, aye. To no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 42 aye, 18 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 20 has been introduced and assigned to Committee Number 6. Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources. Before our next bill, we have a privilege of the floor, Representative Biteman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The county I hail from, County Number 3, is known for its beauty and its very intelligent people. And my guest in the fishbowl embodies both beauty and intelligence, Miss Wyoming, Cheyenne Byer from Sheridan County. Please welcome her.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Welcome to the House. Okay, I think we're back on rolling here. Here we go. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 59. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 59, introduced by Representative Haley.
First reading of the bill.
Wild bison licenses.
Representative Haley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 59 and ask for your favorable consideration. This was is a cleanup bill from previous legislature that female bison and calf bison licenses were left out of, and this will add it to the list of species that a successful license drawer can donate to a veteran or a person with disabilities. So I would ask for your favorable consideration on this.
Okay, thank you. Anyone that has questions or opposition to this bill? Hold on. Well, I think we got Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Looking at the bill, I'm not quite sure if that's all that it does. It sounds like that this is a policy change, and I might be wrong on this, so I'm questioning this, that there's carryover licenses, that if you don't use a license, you can carry it over into the next year. And so maybe the speaker can talk on that a little bit. I might be totally off on that, but that's what it appears to me.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else with opposition questions? Okay, Representative Haley, 30 seconds, reply. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There are carryover licenses already that are addressed in the statutes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Chief Clerk, please call the introductory roll vote on House Bill 59.
House Bill 59, Allen. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Biteman. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bovee. Aye. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. No. Bird. Aye. Clausen. Aye. Clem. No. Connolly. Aye. Court. Aye. Crank. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Giroux. Aye. Gray. Aye. Greer. Aye. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. Aye. Henderson. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. No. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. No. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. No. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. Aye. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. Aye. Northrup. Aye. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. Aye. Pipirinen. No. Ponell. Aye. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. Aye. Simpson. No. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. Aye. Stith. Aye. Sweeney. Aye. Walters. Aye. Wilson. Aye. Winters. Aye. Zawanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman. Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Larson Dan, no to aye. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 54 aye, 6 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 59 has been introduced and assigned to Committee Number 6. Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 121. Please read the bill.
House Bill 121, introduced by Representative Edwards.
First reading of the bill.
Wild Bison Hunting Licenses, Preference Points System, sponsored by Representative Edwards.
Representative Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker of the House. I move for introduction of House Bill 121. And in this bill, it's wild bison hunting licenses preference points. And it's moving the wild bisons from the draw to a preference point draw so that those that are seeking to hunt wild bison would be able to get a wild buffalo license in their lifetime. That's what the guy that asked me to bring it told me, that he'd never get one unless it was done this way. And in this, it makes the cow-calf, it's the same as it is now, 5 years before you can draw another one. And it takes away the right of the governor to have five licenses as it does the others. It's the same as the moose and the bighorn sheep and their preference drawing. I would stand for any questions.
Okay. Any members against the bill or questions? Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would urge caution on this bill. I've had discussions with Game and Fish, and these preference point systems, they guarantee one thing. The children who are currently going to hunt will probably never get one of these licenses. The number of people with preference points builds faster than the kids can get into the system. And I think you ought to look at the amount of changes this bill makes. It's a very long bill for just a little change.
Okay, anyone else opposed to the bill? Okay, anyone else? Not seeing any. 30-second wrap-up, Representative Edwards.
Yeah, in this bill, it's for the bull buffalo, it's once in a lifetime. So once you draw and go out to hunt and get you a buffalo, you never get another chance. That is your only chance. And I am going to bring an amendment later on in this to make it a 90-10 so that there won't be as many taken as there is in this bill. My intent is to take no more than there is taken today. So I'll bring that down, but it's going to have to get the committee to do it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Representative Edwards. The Chief Clerk will call the introduction roll vote, our roll call on House Bill 121.
House Bill 121, Allen.
No.
No, Barlow.
No,
no Biteman. Aye, Blackburn. Aye, Blake.
No,
no Bovey. No, Brown.
No,
no Burkhart.
No,
no Bird.
No,
Clausen. Aye, Clem. Aye, Connolly. No, Court. No, Crank. Aye, Dayton. No, Edwards. Aye, Eklund. Aye, Ayer. No, Flitner. No, Freeman. No, Furphy. Aye, Giroux. No, Gray. Aye, Greer. No, Haley. Aye, Hallinan.
Aye,
Halverson.
Aye,
Henderson. No, Hunt. No, Jennings. Aye, Kinner. Aye, Kirkbride. No, Larson Lloyd. No, Larson Dan. Aye, Lindholm. No, Lone. Aye, Laux. Aye, McGuire. Aye, Madden. No, Miller. Miller.
Aye.
Aye, Nicholas.
No,
no Northrup.
No,
no Obermuller.
No,
no Olson. No, Paxton.
No,
no Pelkey. Aye. Aye, Piperinen.
No,
no Ponell. Aye, Salazar.
No.
No. No. Schwartz. No. Simpson. Aye, Summers. No, Steinmetz. Aye, Stith. No, Sweeney. No, Walters. No, Wilson. No, Winters. No, Zwanitzer. No, Mr. Speaker. No. Closing vote, are there any changes? Lindholm? No to aye. Crank? Aye to no. Further changes? Winters? No to aye. Further changes? Closing vote? The vote is closed. 24 aye, 36 no.
Having failed to receive the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 121 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 39.
House Bill 39, introduced by Representative Blake.
First reading of the bill.
Wildlife Conservation License Plates, sponsored by Representative Blake.
Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 39 and ask for your favorable consideration. There was just a handout. Handed out shows some a map, and members of the 64th, it's an honor to introduce House Bill 39. In April of last year, our wildlife agency and our highway agency held a wildlife and roadway summit in western Wyoming. Nearly 200 Wyomingites attended this summit last April to come up with solutions. One of the recommended action items was to create a specially licensed plate that sales would go directly to a wildlife conservation fund within our highway agency to be used for signage, building wildlife overpasses and underpasses, and game fences protecting drivers and wildlife. In Wyoming, 1 in 15 human fatalities on our highways involve a wildlife crash. In 2016, there were a total of 2,000 874 wildlife vehicle collisions reported. And I emphasize reported. We know that there were many more than that. Mitigating efforts to limit wildlife, these wildlife motorist accidents work, and they work with a resounding success. Many of us are familiar with overpasses up in western Wyoming. There's a canyon, the Canyon of Nuggets, in western Wyoming also. These projects have been over 80% effective at reducing accidents. Everyone in this room can relate to this problem as we drive Wyoming highways for our legislative duties. I asked members of the 64th for a yes vote to allow our Wyoming residents to voluntarily support efforts to make our roadways safer for our families and our world-class wildlife. So this bill will create an account. It's a $100 fee extra. It's a lot like the Wyoming, the university played over the hill. It's a lot like that play right there. I urge your support. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Anyone in opposition to the bill? Seeing none. Okay. Question, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 39. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Aye. Greer.
No.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
No.
Laux.
No.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 48 aye, 12 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 39 has been introduced and assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 81.
House Bill 81, introduced by Representative Larson. Dan.
First reading of the bill.
Child Health Insurance Program, State Administration. Sponsor, Representative Larson. Dan.
I think, just a correction, I think it's written wrong on the bill jacket, and we'll correct it right now. And that is Representative Larson Lloyd. Representative Larson.
We good, Mr. Speaker?
You're good to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move House Bill 81 and ask for your favorable vote for introduction. Folks, this is came to us from the Department of Health, where the CHIP program, which is the Child Health Insurance Program, it's a Medicaid program that we upgraded last year to comply for the services provided, and in doing so, increase the reimbursement from the federal agencies from 68% to 88%. In doing so, what we said is that the CHIP program had to be provided by a private provider, which is fine. And so this year that went out, and a private provider is providing those costs. But as we move into the next year, those costs from the private provider are going up, and the Department of Health is saying we could provide that service in-house at a cheaper cost to the state. They figure about $1 million cheaper than what the private provider could do, but they can't do that because the bill requires that the program, that those services be provided by a private provider. This bill would allow the Department of Health to go out and request private providers provide a cost, but if they can provide it in-house cheaper than it can be outside, that they would have the option to do it.
Okay, with time to spare, is there anyone opposed to the bill? Minority Floor Leader Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and this is really just a question for the bringer of the bill. I am curious if there's a guarantee in here that the CHIP program that would be provided by the private provider need be comparable to the or better than the CHIP program provided by the state, because a private company could always do it less. You just won't get as much.
Anyone else? Opposition questions? Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question would be, is the reimbursement rates offered through the private provider going to be different than those offered through the state if they were to manage the program? Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions, opposition? Seeing none, we're moving to the 30-second response.
So they have to comply with the mandates, the federal Medicaid mandates for providing services to CHIP. And the reimbursement rate back to, or the, and I'm not quite sure that I understood the good chairman's question. I'll take a stab at it and try and clarify it with him later. But the services provided wouldn't be any less. And so I'll try and get that cleared up with you.
Okay, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 81, Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Aye. Clausen.
Aye.
Aye. Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings. No. Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone. No. Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the elected members, House Bill 81 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services. The next bill on our list is going to be moved to the bottom of the list. Okay, so thank you. House Bill 96 will be moved to the bottom of the list. The next bill, then, for our consideration is House Bill 54.
House Bill 54, introduced by Representative Byrd. interfering with or assaulting a process server, sponsored by Representative Byrd.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for introduction vote, House Bill 54. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, House Bill 54 was brought by a series of events that happened across the state. It concerns process servers who are deemed as officers of the court, but for some reason they're not protected by a set of rules as stringent as everybody else. So what this is basically a penalty enhancement bill. If a process server in the course of doing his or her duty identifies themselves as a process server and is assaulted physically or any other way, the fines for that are increased. We start off with a misdemeanor punishable by imprisonment for more than 1 year, fine not more than $1,500 or both. This is something that we need because the process servers are just going out there and trying to do the court's business, and they're really aggressively getting met by people who just know that they're not going to have any repercussions in the course of this, of the serving of the process. So this is something that a lot of the process servers have asked me to bring forward, especially the ones in this county, and I would look for your favorable vote.
Thank you very much. Any opposition to the bill? Any comments in opposition? All right. Question having been called, the chief clerk will please call the roll.
House Bill 54, Allen.
No.
No. Barlow.
No.
Biteman.
No.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
No.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
No.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Guru.
Aye.
Gray.
No.
No. Greer.
Aye.
No. Excuse me. Greer. No. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Aye. Lindholm.
No.
No. Lone.
No.
No. Laux.
No.
McGuire.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
No. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
No.
Ponell.
No.
Salazar.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
No.
Summers.
No.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stith.
No.
Sweeney.
No.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Miller, aye. To no. Ayer, aye. To no. Larson Dan, aye. To no. Clausen, aye. To no. Further changes? Brown, aye. To no. Obermuller, aye. To no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 20 aye, 40 no.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 54 Has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 57. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 57, introduced by Representative Haley.
First reading of the bill.
Elimination of good time for violent offenders, sponsored by Representative Haley.
Representative Haley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 57 and ask for your favorable consideration. This was a bill brought to me by a resident in my county, and after reading up on it and learning a heck of a lot, this is the bill that we came up with. It's to do away with what they call good time, and if you're not familiar with that, the certain inmates get credited for time if their behavior warrants it, and they can get out early. This bill would eliminate it for violent felons only, and violent felony in this statute would be murder, manslaughter, kidnapping, sexual assault in the first and second degree, sexual abuse of a minor in the first or second degree, robbery, aggravated assault and battery, aggravated arson, or aggravated burglary. And there is a pretty steep fiscal note with it, to be fair, and I assume it's accurate. It was prepared by the Department of Corrections. And they say that it'll increase their beds by 88 prisoners per year. So I would appreciate your yes vote on this.
Okay, anyone opposed to the bill? Okay. Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We actually looked at this in our committee over the last couple of years, and we received plenty of testimony on the subject, and this bill would actually toughen up something that doesn't need to be toughened up. We already have the sufficient means to ensure that only the right decisions are being made in this. And our parole board has very rarely ever done something like this anyway. I don't think that this is a necessary bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Anyone else opposed to the bill? We have a little time. Anyone else opposed? Okay. 30-second wrap-up, Representative Haley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess if the parole board lets the right person out and he or she commits another felony against one of your family members, you may not feel the same way. Thank you.
Okay, Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
House Bill 57, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Biteman.
No.
Blackburn.
No.
No. Blake.
No.
No. Bovee.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird. Bird.
No.
Clausen.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Court.
No.
Crank.
No.
Dayton.
No.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Ayer.
No.
Flitner.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
No.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson. Halverson, no.
Henderson.
Aye. Hunt.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Larson Lloyd. Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
No.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
No. McGuire.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Obermuller.
No.
Olson.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
No.
Piperinen.
No.
Ponnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
No.
Simpson. No. Summers.
No.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stith.
No.
Sweeney.
No.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
No. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Larson Lloyd, aye to no. Allen, aye to no. Hallinan, aye to no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 11 aye, 49 no.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 57 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 114. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 114, introduced by Representative Pelkey.
First reading of the bill.
Expungement of Juvenile Records, sponsored by Representative Pelkey.
Representative Pelkey.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 114 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is not a really drastic change to the law, but I think it addresses an assumption a lot of us have mistakenly made in the past, and that is that juvenile records are automatically expunged when you turn 18. Juvenile court proceedings are sealed, but if you get a ticket in the municipal court, if you get a ticket or commit an offense that takes you to circuit or district, you get the opportunity here to have that record expunged, which is already under the statute. What this does is it gives the county attorney or the municipal attorney the opportunity to make the motion for expungement. A lot of people will simply assume that their records are clean and find themselves running into problems getting scholarships, housing assistance, or a job or a scholarship itself. And so what this would do is provide the opportunity, for example, the county attorney to set a policy, all nonviolent offenses committed by juveniles be expunged automatically, and the state would be allowed to make that motion rather than putting the onus solely on the defendant.
Any opposition to the bill? Question being called. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 114. Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
No.
No. Byrd.
Aye.
Aye. Clausen.
Aye.
Aye. Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Aye. Court.
Aye.
Aye. Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
No. Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Guru.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Aye. Lone.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Madden.
No.
Miller. 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 Aye. Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 114 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 100.
House Bill 100, introduced by Representative Salazar.
First reading of the bill.
Thank you, Mr.
State Emergency Response Commission membership. Sponsored by Representative Salazar.
Representative Salazar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 100 and ask for your favorable consideration. Honorable members, this is nothing more than a cleanup bill. The State Emergency Response Commission, which I am a member of, asked me to bring this bill forward. And it's very simple. It's no more than a page and a half. Currently, one of the members of the one of the seats is for the Joint Tribal Council. The Joint Tribal Council no longer exists, but we want to keep continue to give representation to that group. So we are giving one seat to the Eastern Shoshone Tribe and one seat to the Northern Arapaho Tribe, and that's all this does. So ask for your support.
Any opposition to the bill? Seeing none. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 100. Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Bightman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Aye. Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Guru.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Hunt.
Aye. Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Lauks. Lauks. Lauks.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Having received affirmative vote of 2/3 of the elected members, House Bill 100 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 120. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 120, introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
Attorney General, Government Efficiency and Fraud Division. Sponsored by Representative Brown.
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move House Bill 120 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, in the 64th, this is a quick explanation of the bill. Hope to get a little bit more in time in here to go over this, but essentially what this bill is a fraud, waste, and abuse division set within the Attorney General's office, something that we currently do not have as a framework to investigate any types of fraud, waste, or abuse that are brought forward by any cities, counties, school districts, anything like that. I can tell you at least just here in my district I've had at least 3 complaints of waste. But these people are scared to go any further with it without fear of repercussion. So what this does, this bill is basically opens it up and gives the availability of any entity that receives a state dollar, whether it's a city, county, or school district, to be investigated and have an investigation put forward for fraud, waste, or abuse. Any dollars that they are spent, we should have a little bit of oversight on, and this bill actually provides that little bit of level of oversight. One of the big callings out on this is if the division doesn't pay for itself within the first 6 years, there is an automatic sunset after 6 years. Get rid of it. Current examples of waste, they're not against the law, and frustrated employees have no way to turn, nowhere to go when this kind of stuff comes forward. And it offers the whistleblower protections that we currently utilize for some of the other stuff, but it strengthens them up a little bit more in the cases of fraud, waste, and abuse. The one thing that's unique about this is the appointment structure of the division chief that would be in this is it protects a little bit of overlapping from chief executives to make sure that there's no hiding any type of misconduct that's done. They would not be able to hold on to that and never have it come out. It would be available to be stopped as it comes forward with the next gubernatorial candidate.
Anyone, any opposition to the bill? Representative Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you. This is a wonderful bill. So basically, this is a, first of all, there's a government efficiencies report, and it has a mechanism where there's going to be an interoffice agency within the governor's office that's going to go after certain inefficiencies. That's going to be taken care of without this, and I'm going to try to make sure that that's taken care of with current budgets, not new budgets, not an extra $800,000 per year. But, ladies and gentlemen, frankly, there are folks out there who investigate fraud and abuse. We've got Medicaid fraud. We've got a whole a division that does it. There's a reporting requirements both in revenue and an audit to take care of frauds and abuse. County attorneys are supposed to do it. There's lots of folks that are, and so if you want to get those types of things that this is addressing, the people are there to do it. You just got to have them do it. So the idea that we need to create four new positions in state government, and then they're going to serve.
Okay, our time is up. Okay, thank you, Chairman. There is now 1 minute for anyone else who's opposed to the bill. Anyone else opposed or have questions? Seeing none, we have a 30-second wrap-up. Representative Brown.
I'll make it quick. So this is not $800,000 a year. It's $800,000 a biennium. Number two, there is there's nothing against the law for waste. This is the biggest portion that we see. It's not necessarily the fraud and the abuse. The Medicaid abuse looks strictly at that. This is a big proponent to make sure that we get the waste out of our cities, counties, and school districts. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Okay, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 120. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
No. Biteman.
Aye.